Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life is Tricia Jackson. How are you, Tricia?
I'm so great. A little wet today, but pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, let's let it get it out of its system today, because we're looking for great weather Saturday for a new event for this area, at least. Bark for Life is happening Saturday.
Yes, absolutely, at Furtaugh Field in Oscoda, and it's from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Yeah, so, well, let's talk about what, obviously just in the name, Bark for Life, we know it has something to do with, our canine friends, but what's going to be happening out at Furtaugh Field on Saturday?
Well, I am so proud of our volunteers over in the Oscoda area. They have really put together a jam-packed schedule of things to do. And as you guessed it, it's a Relay for Life event that includes dogs. So as we know, dogs are also survivors sometimes of cancer. They are caregivers, definitely, when our survivors do need it the most. So we'd like to celebrate them, and this is a way to be able to do that. It's like a miniature Relay for Life with dogs. But our schedule is absolutely jam-packed. We have a lot of ceremonies. Survivors can come and get their T-shirts, things like that. But we're very happy to say we've got the Iasco County Sheriff's Department canine demonstrators coming out.
Nice.
We also have some contests, a silent auction going on. There is an obstacle course that will be set up and some prizes for the fastest and second place. And then, of course, our last place winner will get a special prize as well. But we have a digital scavenger hunt. We have a selfie station, a professional photographer. I mean, there's so much to do in a 3-hour period.
Yeah.
We just hope that everybody will bring their dog out and have a great time.
Now, what if you don't have a dog? Are you still welcome to come on out?
Absolutely. We invite everybody. And, you know, if you're looking for that special dog, we did partner with the animal shelter, and they will be doing some adoptions that day as well. So definitely come on out. If you do bring your dog, the registration cost is only $10.
Okay.
And for that $10, you do get a bandana to represent Bark for Life for your dog and some other treats and goodies that we have as well. But anyone is welcome to come. We'd love to have a ton of people there.
Yes, indeed. Very nice. Now, is it work somewhat like a Relay for Life? You know, is there, can you walk around? I know Furtaugh Field doesn't have a track, but is there going to be a setup so you can walk your dogs and things like that? Is it that same kind of setup?
Yep, it's very similar. We will have a track laid out with our signs. Mm-hmm. We do have several sponsors that we love to be able to mention and to honor. So those signs will be out to kind of designate a track. But then we also have a scavenger hunt going through town. So there are these clues where you go and you take a picture of your dog and yourself at these different locations, bring them back for a chance to win a great prize.
Neat. It's a nice idea because with regular Relay for Life, you can't bring your pets out for that. So here's a chance to get your dog out there, and especially if your dog's a survivor. We don't always think of it that way, but here's a mm-hmm. great way, and as you mentioned, with caregivers too, that dogs are great kind of therapy dogs, aren't they?
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that's why we want to give this back. And judging by the people that I've talked to in Oscoda, very receptive, very much dog-loving community, so we're pretty excited about that.
All right. Now, if they want more information on being a part of Bark for Life, put on by the American Cancer Society, this Saturday at Furtaugh Field, how do they get more info?
They can call me at 989-821-1326, or I'm available at email. That is Tricia, TRISHA.Jackson@cancer.org.
Very good. Bark for Life in Oscoda at Furtaugh Field this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. And then while I got you, just quickly, Relay for Life is coming up June 18th. That's just around the corner.
It is. We're very excited for that. Some new activities going on and a new location in Hale at Eagle Point. So hoping that we have beautiful weather that day and a great time as well.
You betcha. From the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, Tricia Jackson. Tricia, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll look forward to a great Bark for Life event this Saturday.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you so much to WKJC for their support.